My name is Jude.
Don't make it back.
I'm a middle school student.
Take a sad song.
With a microphone and an internet connection. And this is my show. You want to start the podcast now?
Well, I'd like to, but I don't. Can you talk louder?
Yeah, is this good?
That's better. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, just you start now. Start now, but talk loud.
I will. Today we bridge a century by spending time with a 100-year-old man. My guest, Colonel Jack Rokar. I'm happy for you to be here today.
I'm happy to meet you, too, and I'm delighted to visit with you.
Me, too. Well, tell me what it was like growing up nearly 100 years ago.
100 years ago, good for you, yes. Well, I'm 98 years old, so that's right. All right, first of all, in the 1920s, we had only the beginning of radio, and people made big plans to listen to the radio. And some of the famous radio shows of the 1920s and the early 1930s.
What were some of the shows on the radio?
Oh, well, there was one of the most famous shows of all was Thursday afternoon, the Chase and Sanborn show.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn coffee, the superb blend that you can now get at such a reasonable price, present the Chase and Sanborn Hour.
They had and your orchestra host, and music. And we had on Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock, the Jell-O Dessert Company had a very famous radio show with a big famous star of that day called Jack Benny.
J-E-L-L-O.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens a program with Just One of Those Things.
And Burns and Allen. They were on Tuesday night. They were they were all big radio shows, and everybody listened to them. That was the big event of their lives back in those days, was listening to radio shows.
Mrs. Mary Kennedy of Akron, Ohio writes, "One of my first memories as a very small girl in the country is my mother making Jell-O and lowering it into the well to set.
And making a long-distance telephone call was a big event in people's lives, because it was something that you didn't very often have, and you had to plan in advance with the telephone company. It isn't like today."
Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Why do old phone numbers have words in them like Pennsylvania 65,000?
Because in the early days, there were 10 numbers, but they always, like in New York City, that Pennsylvania, P&E would be 7-3. The telephone company wanted to make it easy for people to remember their telephone numbers. So rather than trying to remember 10 numbers, they took the first two, in this case Pennsylvania, that would be New York City particularly, that would be 7-3, and then you put on the 8 letters after that. So those numbers were given to make it easy for people to remember their telephone numbers. They didn't have to remember the first two. They remembered a word, which made it easy.
Understood. What's the secret to longevity and good health?
What is the secret to longevity and good health?
Yes.
Well, I think it's very easy. First of all, the good Lord above has blessed us with a certain body. We must always protect that body by eating correctly, not smoking, not drinking and abusing your body. Now, not everybody is going to have the same amount of life, but you'll have a longer life if you eat correctly and exercise and protect your body. we can help to preserve our life by not abusing it, by bad eating and drinking and things like that. They can protect and preserve and help what God has given you.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you name three things that you've discovered that are most important in life?
Okay, that's a very good question. There are three things. I cannot stand liars or thieves. I say be honest in everything, because intelligent people can accommodate to the truth. Just tell me what the truth is. And always learn to say thank you, please, and I'm sorry. Now you remember that. You learn to say I'm sorry, please, and thank you. Those are the best things you can say in life.
I honestly agree.
Huh?
I honestly agree with that, to be honest.
Did you say those words now?
Yeah.
Good for you. Yes, but a lot of people don't.
Did you ever...
A lot of people do not.
Since you were born, there have been 17 U.S. presidents. Name a few and tell me something about their presidency, or name them all if you think you can.
Well, okay. The first president that I remember was Herbert Hoover in 1928.
The steps towards economic recovery is the most urgent problem before the entire world. And ceaseless effort must be directed to the restoration of confidence, the vanquishing of fear and of apprehension.
He was elected and took us into the Depression days. I think of him as the president whose job was to keep jobs going. Then in 1932, the president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, was elected president.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And he was got America back to work again. That was when the Great Depression days. I'll never forget him because he was the one that kept America back to work. He was probably one of our great presidents. And I'll always remember him. And he was elected four times. But, of course, the fourth time, he only lived a few months into his fourth term because he died in April of 1945. And what a great emotional experience it was for every American in the Army to think that Franklin D. Roosevelt died while the war was still on. He was our president and our leader. So I'll never forget him, always.
Over the White House at Washington, the flag flies at half-staff as a grief-stricken nation mourns the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States.
You served as a colonel in World War II. Tell me about that experience.
I served 39 months during World War II, and I was called to active duty in April, April of 1943. And then I went to officer's candidate school in the summer of 1944 and became a second lieutenant in the infantry on July 4th of 1944. And then I was assigned to an infantry division, the 70th.
Did you see combat? Did you fight?
Yes. What was that like? In the active infantry, World War II, for 39 months. I was actually fighting in front of the Germans we were there for 3 months in general terms, but active confronting about 3 weeks' time in April of 1945. That was when we crossed France, the Saar River, into Germany. Yes, so that for active combat fighting and faced with the Germans about a 3 week period.
Well, over the past 80 years, you've lived all over the world. Can you tell me about a few places you've lived and which ones made an impression on you and why?
Well, all right. The most I've touched my feet in 78 countries of the world. I have actually lived in France and Germany and Belgium. And also in...
What was Germany like after the war? Or during?
Most of Germany, right now that we see it, all those buildings were built after World War II. France, of course, was not destroyed too much during the war, so France has older buildings in it. Most of Germany was rebuilt after World War II, so its architecture and things are more modern. And, of course, I lived in the 1950s. I lived in Pakistan, out in Southeast Asia, Singapore.
What was Pakistan like?
I was represented an American pharmaceutical company. I lived out there for 4 years. Lived in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Karachi, Pakistan, and I visited many big countries, many big cities in India. I've been in India as a tourist.
You've lived in a lot of places.
Yes, I did. I was in my early 40s most of that time, yes.
We're going to play a little game. It's called Then and Now.
Then and Now, okay.
Name one of the Boswell sisters and name one of the Kardashians.
Well, the Boswell sisters, I think one might have been Connie, I'm not remember. They were big radio singers in the 1920s and 30s. The Boswell sisters were very famous radio singers. I think there were three of them.
Oh, cool. Name one of the Kardashians.
That name I don't know. That must be somebody new.
It is very new.
Don't ever come at me like that.
I
swear to God, I'll punch you in your face. Don't f***ing use
it. Billy, stop. Okay.
Who was Babe Ruth, and who is Bad Baby?
Babe Ruth?
Yeah.
He was one of the most famous batters in professional league baseball in the 1930s. Babe Ruth.
The most important baseball individual of all time, the immortal Babe Ruth.
Well, who is Bad Baby? It's spelled B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E.
What is that? Somebody's last name?
She was on Dr. Phil. She is mostly known for a meme where she says, "Catch me outside." How about that?
Is that on the radio or on the television?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside. What does that mean?
What I just said.
Well, can you tell me the most incredible thing that you've ever seen in your lifetime?
Now, that's an interesting question. The most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Let's see. There's one thing that I have never forgotten.
And what is that?
In April 1945, I'm on a hillside overlooking the city of Metz in eastern Germany. And that morning, about 300 to 400 yards from our German prisoner of war camp was liberated by the regiment next to us. And I'm standing on a hill looking through some trees toward Saarbrücken, Germany, and down that highway going toward Metz came the liberated prisoners of war that the Germans had had in this prisoner of war camp, which had been liberated that morning, without my knowing, about 300 or 400 yards up the road. And here they came, freed all kinds of men in prisoners of war uniforms, marching. I think that was probably one of the most incredible things I ever saw in my life.
Wow, that must have been incredible.
It was in the newspapers the next day in America.
Well, Jack, you've seen more than most, traveled more than most, and lived more than most.
You're absolutely right.
Talk to me about what's going on now with Black Lives Matter, equality. Tell me your perspective.
My perspective today is that I'm very, very distressed about the world and what's happening.
Could not agree more.
At the same time, we have this, I don't usually talk politics, but we have a situation here, our government, that is so horrible that it makes me very sad and distressed and afraid for the future of our country. And at the same time, we are plagued with diseases and illnesses. This virus, to have this on top of the political situation, is a double whammy for our country. And it's a horrible situation. I'm very distressed. I've never felt that I've ever, you and I together, young man, but I'm at 98 years and you're 12. We are living together in the worst possible situation.
Could not agree more. What do you think has been your greatest contribution to society?
That's a great question I have to think about. What I have done to help educate my sister's family, all my nieces and nephews, to be a good uncle and bring them thoughts and ideas about how they can have better lives in their life. Today, you have given me great pleasure in wanting to hear me talk to you about things. I hope that I have made a contribution to your life and that you will remember as you go through your life that some of the things I've told you today about always being able to say thank you, I'm sorry, those things that make you a better person. If I have been able to help you make, be a better person as you go through life, then I'm happy and feel that I have made a contribution to society.
Thank you. You have my respect, to be honest. Well, can you name something that is easier to get at 20 than 100 and name something that's easier to get at 100 than 20?
I'll tell you one thing, it's the other way around. What is far easier for me today is to read books.
Oh, really?
I have more time now to read good classical literature, and I spend a lot of time reading.
What are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now?
Yeah.
One of the great, great kings of history was Peter the Great, the Emperor of Russia. It's the Tsar, T-Z-A-R, that's what they call the kings of. You get your dad to get on the computer and look up Peter the Great. One of the great, great emperors of history. He was a Russian.
That sounds interesting. What's the first movie you've ever saw in a theater?
The first movie? Well, that would have been around 1928, which they call the silent movies. The Man in the Iron Mask. This is the first talkie movie I ever saw. It was around 1931. It was a Warner Brothers movie called 42nd Street.
Out in Hollywood, the sensation of the moment is the picture called 42nd Street, into which Warner Brothers have put stars, girls, beauty, and talent in lavish quantities. 42nd Street is a story within a story, a show within a show, glorious, thrilling, and unforgettable.
Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street, and the beat of dancing feet. It's a song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Let the ladies from the city, innocent and sweet.
You looked that one up, Warner Brothers, 42nd Street. That was the first big motion picture musical with popular music with Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler and Al Jolson, I think, was in it. That was about one of the first ones.
Well, Jack, it's been great to have you here. Do you have any questions for me before we go?
Just remember one thing. Always be honest. Always tell the truth. No matter what it is, because intelligent people can accommodate to the truth and respond more favorably to what the truth is. Always say, how are you? Be polite to people. Say thank you, and they say I'm sorry.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. That sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, brother, believe. This might be the lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save a little soul. Yes. Come, brother, believe. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Didn't walk luck and you looked in time. Never looked back, walked tall, act fine. Come, brother, baby. I'll sleep with you, baby, for 1,000 years. Nothing's gonna treat you in.
car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you gotta get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost at all.
Let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with us, baby.